Here we go. In the U.S., Spanish is the primary language spoken at home in 1 out of 10 households. The ability to speak is more important than ever. Speaking Spanish can help you in school, with your career, or just simply conversing with neighbors. And what if you don't have the time or the discipline or aptitude to learn? Then what do you do? Anne Emmerich is joining me on the show today. She created a way to learn Spanish that is a little unconventional. Anne, hi, thanks for being here.
Hi, Wayne.
So, okay, first off, how do you create a way to learn a language?
Well, I thought about things that I remember that I had learned in the past and what stayed with me. And I realized that what stayed with me were was information that I had gotten from stories, whether it was, you know, stories of history, stories of somebody relaying how something worked. And I tied learning Spanish to stories. So I thought, could I learn it from listening to a story where a sentence was read first in English and then in Spanish? And I thought, well, the only way to really find out if that would work would be to have somebody who speaks both English and Spanish fluently read a story that way. And so that's what I did, and I found that it did work, though I also found that there were some aspects of it that I had to tweak a little bit. The first pass wasn't entirely successful. A chapter that was a normal length in English was now twice as long, and an 8-minute chapter was much too long. If you think of it in terms of a song length, that's longer than you want to listen all in one shot. So I shortened chapters, I shortened the length of sentences, and found that that was a good way to learn.
And so how did you figure out that it actually works?
Well, I had set as a goal that I would learn Spanish, which I had no previous background in, and that if I could get to the point of passing a listening comprehension exam in Spanish, which the one that was available was the New York State Regents exam, which is a Spanish 3, so like 3 years of high school. If I could pass the listening comprehension section of that, then I would consider that a success. And it took me a couple tries. The very first time I tried, I had only been working from one story, and I didn't really have enough vocabulary, and I barely did better than guessing. But I could tell I was really learning the words, so I stayed with it, and I had a second story produced that, you know, was told, read in the same format, and I retook the exam, and I almost stopped taking that exam because two of the first three questions I didn't know. And I thought, well, let me just see if there's improvement from the last time. And when I was all done, I scored it. I found I had already passed. That was how I, you know, really proved to myself that this was a good method.
And so why did you pick Spanish, by the way, for the first one?
Because I had no previous Spanish background, and I also knew that it would be, right now there's a very high demand to learn Spanish in the United States because, as the statistic you said at the beginning, it's a language that is spoken in 1 out of every 10 homes in the United States. And it actually is, if you take all of the other languages spoken at home in the United States and add them all together, it's still not quite as many as the homes where Spanish is spoken.
Are you thinking maybe the government's going to start saying that, you know, you need to be bilingual, you need to be able to speak both languages for jobs?
No, actually it's funny because there's actually a story out today that there's an Alabama gubernatorial candidate who I guess has gone on public record as saying, this is Alabama and we speak English, and if you want to live here, learn it. And that if he is elected, he will give the state driver's license exam only in English.
Wow.
So while there are actually laws, particularly in certain states with high Spanish populations, that certain legal documents need to be available both in English and Spanish, I certainly don't think it's ever going to get to the point where the government is requiring that. And obviously there are some government officials that would push it back the other way.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if people want to learn some Spanish, where can they go?
Well, you can get more information on my method at knowworkspanish.com. Other methods would simply be finding a teacher or any method that really connects with you that you like, that sparks your interest.
All right. My guest today, Ann Emmerich, creator of No Work Spanish audiobooks. Her website, knowworkspanish.com.